You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Mother, everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long? Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Hey, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right on.
Yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And, you know, welcome back to A Bowl of Soul. I had to open the show with a classic song that still rings true today. The song What's Going On, which was a song recorded by the late, great Marvin Gaye in 1971. And it was originally inspired, they say, by a police brutality incident witnessed by one of the four tops at the time, Rinaldo O.B. Benson. And the song was composed by Mr. Benson, Al Cleveland, and Marvin Gaye, and produced by Marvin Gaye himself. And basically, you know, the song just spoke to, you know, spoke to the problems of the world. And this song still proves to be a timely and relatable release. And as you know, there has been rioting going on in Ferguson, Missouri, over the death of Mr. Michael Brown. And, you know, Sunday there's going to be a protest in St. Louis at the Greater St. Mark Family Church, which will also be attended by the late, great civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. And, you know, the whole issue for the rally is to press the issue for justice in this case of an unarmed young black man. And I wanted to open the show with what's going on, because it still speaks to the issues that still plague our country, that causes civil unrest, and it plagues the black community. And this is Ebola. So this is Professor T. Love just coming at you, bringing you some soul music that has meaning and purpose. You know, it's not all the time about popping your fingers and stomping your feet, but you know, soul music, also at the root of soul music, is gospel and jazz and blues, speaking to the human condition. And coming up next, another classic song from the soundtrack of Shaft by Mr. Isaac Hayes, talking about Soulville. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Black man born free, at least that's the way it's supposed to be. Chains that binds him are hard to see, unless you take this walk with me. Place where he lives, he's got plenty of names. Slums, ghetto, and black belt, they are one and the same, and I call it any kind of job is hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is 2 months past due, and a building that's falling apart. Little boy needs a pair of shoes, and this is only a part of some of the brothers. Got plenty of cash, tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke, and some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to ditch reality by getting so high, only to find out you can never touch the sky, 'cause your roots are in, oh yeah. Every Sunday morning I can hear the old sister say,
hallelujah,
trust in the Lord, oh yeah. That you hear the prayers, 'cause deep in their souls they believe someday he'll put an end to all this misery that we're having. Oh yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul, talking about Soulsville off of the double album set from Isaac Hayes of the album called Shaft in 1971. And Soulsville was one of the songs on that record as well. And, you know, just speaking out to the people of Missouri, you know, just keep your head up. You know, all needed right now is to have calm heads prevail and to talk and to communicate and to show love to one another. And, you know, A Bowl of Soul is broadcasted in the Show Me State of Missouri. You can catch me on RadioFreeMissouri.org at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul here on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.prn.fm. You can also catch me on the legendary DJ Heavy radio station called Legend107Radio.com, where you can hear the infamous DJ Heavy throw down on some gospel, blues, R&B, soul. You got it. It's on Legend107Radio.com. I am on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. And catch me on OwnYourPower.biz on Sunday, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out OwnYourPower.biz website, where you can also check out some of the other people that are on that network that teach you about motivation and, you know, helping you to get your groove back. And most of all, you can also check out a little article written about A Bowl of Soul on OwnYourPower.biz radio site. And of course, you get 365 days of soul on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And also, I am on aircheck.us, where you hear not only A Bowl of Soul, but some legendary professional DJs, rock and roll, hip hop, reggae, you name it. It's on aircheck.us. Coming up next, we got my man. You know, the movie for James Brown just came out nationwide, and let me tell you something, that movie is just cooking with gas, baby. But I'm going to give you some James Brown, talking about, you know what, you need to get up, get into it, and get involved. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Everybody over there,
get on up.
Everybody up there,
get into it.
Everybody over here,
get involved.
Everybody here.
We don't need it.
We don't need
it. fusion, revolution. We got the hand, got the hair, confusion, constitution. We don't want sorry pools, don't lose. We got the bind, got the fine, better school, better school. We don't need revolution, revolution. We got the hand, got the hair, constitution, constitution. We won't change, we gon' change. Bad employment, bad employment. We got the hand, got the hair, more enjoyment. We don't find it, got to find it. Better place, better place. We got to meet it, got to meet it. Face to face, face to face. I said the face to face, face to face. Bring it up, bring it on up. Face to face, face to face. Bring it up, bring it on up. Face to face, face to face. Bring it up, bring it on up. Face to face.
All right, that's off of the album, 1971, Revolution of the Mind. The song, Get Up, Get Into It, Get Involved. It's a funk song that was recorded by James Brown. It was a two-part single in 1970 and charted number 4 R&B and number 34 pop. And it included the backing vocals of Bobby Byrd, who shared writing credit for the song with Brown and Ron Lenoff. And it first received an album release on the album called In the Jungle Groove. This song was released in December 1970, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we gonna keep that groove going off of the infamous album from Curtis Mayfield, the song If There Is a Hell Below We're All Going to Go. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
And I turned to the book of Revelation. And if people would just get read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book and read it, put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers! Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go!
Talking about don't worry, there can be no show. And if there's hell below, we're all gonna go. Everybody praying and everybody saying, but when come time to do, everybody's laying, just talking about don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry.
Mayfield has always been socially conscious. You know, from the days of the Civil Rights Movement, singing Amen, and, you know, basically singing the songs of freedom, you know, during the early 60s. But in this song off of the entitled album called Curtis, this song, Don't Worry, If There's a Hell Below, We're All Going to Go, recorded by Curtis Mayfield, this song was meant to serve as a warning regarding the state of race relations and the tempest growing in America's inner cities. This yet again is another song, and this was before What's Going On came out. This song was released on November 1970. And again, it spoke to the friction and tensions going on in the inner cities and the state of race relations. And, you know, again, you know, a lot of times, you know, we think we're moving forward, but then sometimes it takes certain things to happen to show that we might be going backwards. But you know what? You know, hope still has to prevail. We still have to progress, and we still have to move forward. That is the history of this country, of the United States of America. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play Heal Yourself. This was a rap song talking about healing in the community. From Big Daddy Kane to LL Cool J to Run DMC, Queen Latifah, KRS-One, it's numerous. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Heal Yourself. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Heal yourself, you got to heal.
Come on,
yourself.
Everybody clap your hands one time. Come on, clap your hands, clap your hands. Come on, just clap your hands, clap your hands. Everybody just heal yourself.
Heal yourself.
Come on, heal,
you
heal, heal yourself.
Heal yourself.
Come on, everybody just heal yourself.
Heal yourself.
Come on, everybody go side to side. Keep going, come on.
Mama said, don't do crack and smoke, you know, cause it'll make your nose grow like Pinocchio. Since I was only 15, I had to listen to what was said from a parent who's a Christian. I went to school and saw all my friends do it, but I said no, cause I ain't want my nose to grow. They started tripping on me, busting and flipping on me, so I had to run and say, yo, you stepping on me. I started smoking to prove I'm an adult. Now it's a habit, but is it all my fault? I wish my mother had have told me the truth, cause now I'm all based out my dudes.
Oh man, I like the way that's going down. Now all what you do is kick a little flavor 35.
Everybody ride as I present to a jet black crowd what it's like to be black and proud in a world where white is right, but not tonight. This is a black man's mic. I heard a sister say she don't like darker shades of black on a man, cause that's whack. But to my life getting sister, can't you tell? You're just the surface of a dark deep well. And how could you prefer to be with those that spray you with guns and hoses and never put roses on the graves of the slaves that they treated like dirt? After all that hard work,
clap your hands to the beat. Come on, and just clap your hands to the beat. Freaking hell.
One of the biggest lies you hear from no one else is when a girl tries to say that she don't do it to herself. Always fantasizing but steadily denying. Last night she had to stop because her baby was crying. She do it on the phone all alone with a smile. Run the water, grab the shower cap and get buck wild. So suds on the floor, ooh, I'll be sure. Give it to me, give it to me, give me a little more. I'm fiending, creaming, screaming, dreaming.
What else?
The girl's possessed by that basic dreaming.
Heal yourself, you got to heal yourself.
Elementary, Light had the Jordache look, like me and any other kid who cared about books. But then I got wise, and I began to listen to the whack teachers in the whip-whack system. My mother put me in ways to shoot it, which means black school in Swahili. And there is where I learned black history and how to be the best that I can be. I went back, and now the school is closed. There's nowhere for black youth to go to be taught by brothers and sisters. Who knows what it means to be a black child or a white teen? In the end, the youth are being mistreated, which means the world is being cheated. Jane was never taught her life was worth something. But when people don't try to improve, it makes me want to hurt some. You want to be somebody and be a standout, but got your hand out. Oh, you're broke? I guess it's all to your man's house. Why is this the giving of the bar? Today it's teaching not to father shit too hard. They call us skeezers, and you prove it to the worst. Honey, you have to earn the right to say it's ladies first.
Oh, man, this is human education against lies. You better know the flavor, kid.
Human education against lies tries to open the eyes of humanity before it dies. Black and white ain't the real fight. That's the only thing the media hypes. The real fight of these major corporations holding back on real education. Before you're a color, first you're human. Teaching humanity is what we're doing.
And just when you thought you knew everything there was to know, you didn't know anything about this. Tell him, Melody.
Daddy's home every day since he lost his job. His new line of work is now being a mom. Mom is scared. She doesn't know what to do. Her beautiful skin is now black and blue. She used to cry. Now she's back in a pen. A human war between woman and man.
Melody, kick it free and
JMJ all the way.
Yo, human education against lies.
To all the girls and to all the guys.
Get paid.
Get it made. Very old age.
Check it out, check.
No disrespect to each and every member of the opposite sexes.
Yes,
it is the messages, and I sent some. We never knew.
that's a classic cut that came out in 1991, Human Education Against Lies, talking about heal yourself, meaning that we're dealing with the issue of your issues as a human being, not talking about black or white, Latino. Just heal yourself. And this was at the time addressing the crack epidemic, among other social ills, and bad education and unemployment, just addressing the whole thing. And you know, this rap song had an all-star cast: Queen Latifah, Harmony, MC Light, MC Melody, KRS-One, Kid Capri, Big Daddy Kane, Freddie Fox, LL Cool J, and Run DMC. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord, do it good. All right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. In the jungle too, everybody on the floor now, jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all.
Giving you some Soul from Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band. And you know, this is a classic song, Express Yourself. It was number 3 R&B and number 12 pop. And you know, Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band from California is a pioneering American soul and funk band, and it was formed in the early 1960s. In fact, it was formed in 1962, and they had the most visibility from 1967 to 1973, when the band had 9 singles that reached Billboard's pop and/or rhythm and blues Hot 100. Listen, this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Please like my Facebook page. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And also you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And if you'd like to email me and give me some feedback on the show, just email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And you know what? Coming up next, you know, after all of that, you know, I want to hear something soothing by my man, Mr. Sam Cooke, talking about Ain't That Good News. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening, to A Bowl of Soul.
Are my babies coming home tomorrow? Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way, and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? Said she's sorry that she left. Found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, I know that's good news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? I'm gonna have her a party at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Have a party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I can't wait to get her home, can finally be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, 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 ain't that news? My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Good news.
Yeah, that's classic, baby. You know, this song, Ain't That Good News, was off the album Ain't That Good News, which would be Sam Cooke's final album. And, you know, before his death at the age of 33, the songs on this album were recorded between February 28th, 1963 and January 30th, 1964. And with the exception of Another Saturday Night, which was released as a single early in the previous year, Ain't That Good News comprised the first material that Sam Cooke had recorded in the 6 months following the drowning death of his 18-month-old son, Vincent. Ain't That Good News reached number 34 on the Billboard Pop Albums chart. The album is most memorable for Cooke's most well-known and signature song, A Change Is Gonna Come. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you know what? Coming up next, bringing you some Motown soul from Diana Ross and the Supremes off of the Love Child album, 1968, talking about How Long Has That Evening Train been gone, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
A classic. Diana Ross and the Supremes off of the Love Child album. This song, How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone, was written by Pam Sawyer and Frank Wilson, and this was the group's first studio LP that did not include any songs written or produced by any member of Holland Doja Holland production team, because you know a lot of their songs, their hits were created by Holland Doja Holland. And I think it was at this time that the Holland Doja Holland songwriting team was about to exit Motown at this time. Some of the songs that were written on this album were written by Berry Gordy, Frank Wilson, R. Dean Taylor, Deke Richards, Henry Cosby, Smokey Robinson, Nick Ashford, and Valerie Simpson, Marv Johnson, George Gordy, Harvey Fuqua, and Johnny Bristol. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. And one thing about A Bowl of Soul, not only do I play you the classics, I play you the new music. New music from Ann Nesby, formerly of Sounds of Blackness. Her new song called Remember. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. I know sometimes life can get a little rough. But you gotta look back. Look back and remember. Remember where you came from. Miss Ann, talk to him.
Was ready to give up, throw in the towel and call it quits. Was gonna let it all go. Your love for real. Everything I work for falling apart. Then I remember.
Gospeldelic soul pioneer Ann Nesby. Make sure you check out her song on Arrow Records. Remember, go to her website www.annnesby.com and follow her on Twitter. Just look for Ann Nesby. That's her new song, Remember. And coming up with new music, she will be at the Afro Punk Festival on August 23rd to August 26th. Jasmine Garfield talking about Repeat, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jazz.
settling expectations, they don't meet a chance to live, to learn, but you choose to hurt.
New music from Jasmine Garfield, and you know, just to make a correction, she has been featured in Afropunk magazine, and you know, you can check out Miss Jasmine Garfield. She has a mix of folk, jazz, trip hop with bits of R&B thrown in. So make sure you catch up with Miss Jasmine Garfield by going to her website, www.jasminegarfield.com. Make sure you catch up with her on Bandcamp. Go to loves-bullet.bandcamp.com/album/loves-bullet-EP, and you can catch up with Jasmine Garfield on SoundCloud.com. And you know, we've come to the end of A Bowl of Soul, and you know, we're going to wrap it up because you know, it's time to go now. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And again, I'm just asking for peace, love, communication, just talking in Missouri, baby. This is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up, It's Time to Go Now by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You can see it's getting late.
It's time to go now.
So it's time to run. It's really been fun, but I've gotta go now.
Go now.
It's time to go now.
Go now.
So I hope you understand, I've gotta go now. It's time to go now. Ooh, I hate to leave you, baby, baby.
I want to thank all of you for tuning in to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Make sure you catch me next Friday on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you catch me on Own Your Power Radio on ownyourpower.biz website at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Catch me on radiofreemissouri.org at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time in the Show Me State of Missouri. Love and peace to the Show Me State of Missouri. And make sure you catch me on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And remember, we are our brother's keeper, and the only way that we're going to make it in this world is by loving one another. Again, this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.